Before we get started, I need to afflict you with a few things. First, this is going to be a morning of holy chaos. So just chill. Okay? Just chill. We've got some wonderful things happening, okay, including ministry by the children. So we need to be sure that we let them do their thing, okay? The other thing is this, all right? There is going to be a 7 o'clock service on Christmas Eve Sunday. Okay, what's been happening, when we set things up, okay, it looked like bases would be covered in the community and for the church, okay? Amongst the things that's happening is that almost no churches are having an early evening service on Christmas Eve. So there'll be a candlelight service here, okay? Then if you are crazy like I am, and you have to be in church when Christmas Day arrives, there will be 11 o'clock service here, okay? And so that means you have 3 opportunities to worship on Christmas Eve. I won't call that one an opportunity, Kim. But anyway, we'll remind you again of the change at the end of service, okay? There's lots of other things that are going on, okay? Are we going to cover the giving, the announcements?
The giving.
Yeah, that we just talked about. With the QR.
I kind of like to do that right before we do the
offering.
Offering, uh-huh.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah. So if somebody would like to try it out, they could.
Okay. See. Okay. Do you want to do that now? Because otherwise people will be sitting here wondering if the preacher's getting all these presents.
Here.
Just have to let you know, God is good.
Amen.
And so all of you people over here, and I still have some coming in, is what you people gave, plus donations of $662, a gift certificate for $82, and a gas card.
Wow.
And on Tuesday morning, I was here for a meeting. And a man came to the door, and Diana came and interrupted the trustees' meeting and said, "We have a man here with some brand new things." That man had 4 boxes of things, 2 nativity sets, books that a young man had requested, suspense books, a set of the Narnia books. We have children's Bibles. We have DVDs, some of them we kept out there.
Brand new clothing.
Clothing, just games, yeah. And spirographs. One boy had requested an experiment, a science experiment. It was a Kinects that you do with water that will hook the water into it. I mean, it's a God thing. It's a God
Amen.
Thing. And I thank you all. Thank you all. Thank God. Praises to God and all of you. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, and thank you, Diane. Now, I need to consult with you in regard to the holy chaos. Okay?
Okay.
Caitlin, Do you want to go first to light the candle? Okay. So we'll let Caitlin go ahead and...
Do you want me to do something on here? We're just going to have her light them for now and say her thing.
Yeah, she can...
Say what she's going to say?
Yeah. Either there or over here. Thank you so much, Caitlin.
We are continuing our journey to Christmas. Let us take a moment to simply arrive here. Push out all the busyness, musts, and have-to-dos to make room for the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts and feelings. Now let us think about hope and let us think about peace. Again, we light the candle of joy, joyous hope. We also relight the candle of peace, a gift to us, we are to pass along to others. Next, we light the candle to remind us of God's love for us. We also find it hard to talk about what it means for God to love us. Talk about God's love can get awfully complicated. In our faith, especially as we live in the holy season of Advent and Christmas, simplifies what it means that God does love us. To love is to show up. What we celebrate this time of year is that God loves us so much that God has become one of us. God loves us so much that God has embraced all it means to be who we are. We are born. We live the ups and downs of life. We die, however. God doesn't let the story end with death. God shows us there is resurrection. Now is the time to turn our minds and our hearts to Jesus with joyful hope, with peace within and without as our goal, with love for God, others, and ourselves, as well as with racial welcome, as we wait in the wondrous anticipation of Jesus' arrival in the kingdom of God, which has come and continues to arrive at each moment. John chapter 13, verse 16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Nothing like starting the service out with an angel. Thank you, Caitlin.
Speaking of angels, I think we should welcome Pastor Michael back. We're grateful for him to be
here.
Thank
you. Thank you.
And we'd like to welcome all of you. Oh dear, that is going to be an interesting morning, isn't it? Oh, if you would stand, please, and join me for the call to worship. We are more than a little bewildered. There is a deep yearning in our hearts.
Our lives are a pilgrimage.
We are searching for the one who comes from God.
We seek a sign.
The one who comes from God has already arrived and is here today. Let us worship him.
We will bring him the gift of our lives and open to him the purses of our souls. Thank you, O Lord, for being with us even now.
And now, if you'll please join me for hymn number 87.
Thank you.
Obviously not a familiar tune. We'll afflict you again in the future.
Now, if you'll join in celebrating the peace, please reach out and handshake, fist bump, whatever works for you.
I didn't learn it that way. Oh. I apologize to you. Yes. Hey, good morning, Rich. How you doing? Okay, good. We'll run the sermon into overtime just to make up for it. My wife laughed so hard when the district superintendent made her comparison between a sermon and a football game. Would invite you to take a moment to look through our prayer request that were in the bulletin insert. We have a good many people who are going through tons. Okay. Did I ever mention to you that I had open heart surgery? we're doing good. And there are many of you that are going through so much physically, spiritually. This time of year is not easy. Okay. Yeah, tired all the time. Tired all the time. Feeling weighed down. Okay. How is it that we can dread family so much? But we, that's part of the mix come Christmas. Let's pray for each other. Okay. We have folk that are facing some procedures. Keep them in our prayers. And folk, amongst the things that's important this time of year, that we don't talk about nearly enough, is God cares so much, God showed up. The children are going to give us a traditional picture of that. Okay? But God showed up. And God still shows up. All we have to do is watch and we'll see. three tables, a pew. That's one of the ways God shows up. Sometimes it's a phone call from you. Don't know why I'm calling. Just wanting to check on you. How you doing? Okay. It isn't always the expensive gifts that are the most important. Sometimes it's the gift of, I thought of you today. Let's pray. Blessed Jesus, thank you for showing up. Our belief that you showed up as God's representative is one of the things that makes our faith so different from so many other faiths around the world. We believe that you showed up and that you're still here. There's so much going on around us in the world that makes us wonder how crazy it can get. But the craziness is not bigger than you are. And there are things in our own lives that make us wonder how crazy it can get. But you're bigger than our craziness. Oh Lord, wherever people need a touch, wherever people need encouragement, wherever people need a helping hand, be especially present. And, oh Lord, help us to be the answer to somebody's prayer. Help us to be the answer to each other's prayer. Because it's only as we reach out to make the kingdom of God a reality in our here and now that people are reminded just how present you are. It is for that kingdom we pray every time we join our voices together in the words you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to ask you if you would, okay, to turn in the hymnal to number 201. Every now and then I try to do a commercial for the hymnal. There's way more in the hymnal than just songs. Would you join me in the Advent prayer? Merciful God, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and to prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may celebrate aright the commemoration of the Nativity and may await with joy the coming in glory of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Would you stand for the Gloria? Thank you. seated. And I think our children are going to minister to us now.
Good morning. The children and I would like to share with you the blessed story of Christmas. Our story starts with Mary. The angel Gabriel announces to Mary that she will conceive by the Holy Spirit and bear a son named Jesus. He tells her that Jesus will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. Next, our story turns to Joseph. An angel appears in Joseph's dream, reassuring him to take Mary as his wife because the child she carries is from the Holy Spirit. The angel also tells him that the child should be named Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Then came the decree. Soon a census was ordered by Caesar Augustus. Joseph and Mary must travel to Bethlehem. The arduous travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem demonstrated their unwavering faith and determination. The journey would have taken several days, possibly up to a week. Finally, Joseph arrives with Mary in Bethlehem. Joseph journeys into the town, only to find all the inns and places to rest are full. But Joseph does not give up. He tries one more inn, but he is told it is also full. The innkeeper feels sorry for the weary travelers. However, he offers his stables as a resting place. Joseph agrees and returns to Mary. It was the end of a long and tiring journey, filled with rough roads and steep hills, not to mention the weight of a weary mother to bear. But at last, they had reached the warm shelter of the stable. Elsewhere, tending their fields, were the shepherds. An angel announces to the shepherds, "This will be a sign for you, that you will find a baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger." Meanwhile, a special star appears to the wise men. After Jesus' birth, three magi from the east follow a brightly shining star to Bethlehem to worship the new baby. The men are warned in a dream not to return to King Herod.
Mary, Mary,
Everyone, please join us in singing Love Came Down at Christmas, which is page 242 of your hymnal.
Okay, I told you that this was going to be holy havoc. All right. Before they leave, take your pictures. Come on, Grandma, Mom, Dad. Come on. Thank you. You did a wonderful job with the Christmas story. You ready? Thank you for rolling with it. Thank you for rolling with it.
Do you want to announce, or do you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay, as we prepare for giving of our tithes and offerings today, I just want to have one more thing to introduce to you. And I just wondered if anybody out there had a chance to look at the website this last week and look at the ways to support that have been added. Did anybody do that?
No.
I did.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. So please take a look at that. In the pews, you're going to now find these cards, and we are introducing a QR code. If you're not familiar with that, on the back of these cards gives you an opportunity to make a donation at any time to our church. There's also some of these QR codes that are going to be hanging throughout the church as well. And as I mentioned last week, we have the general fund, the mortgage fund, the food pantry, and memorial fund. So what you do is just take your camera on your phone and focus in on one of these codes. And a little yellow thing is going to come up that says VANCO. Just tap on that little yellow button, and it'll take you right there. So if you want to make your donation that way, you can.
Amen.
Reminder about bushes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I could. So bushes, if you're, some of you have given me permission and I've already gone in and done those, but if not, you can go in now and pick your 2024 recipient for the Cash for Education Rewards. Okay. So if you'd like to pick our church, we would be grateful for that. We earn over $2,000 in that program each year, so we appreciate it. I believe so, yep. And you'll get cash back, yeah. So in January, the Vanco is offering a deal where if you make a donation, they're going to waive the fees for us for a whole month. And that's just to try to get people to use it and just get familiar with it. And so let me know. I'll be introducing the mobile app, too, at some point. So we'll just keep you posted, and we'll keep learning and growing with that. So thank you. So now, are we doing the doxology, or...?
Are we going to do an offering?
Yeah.
Okay.
Music?
Martha? Yeah, but do you have an offertory?
Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
Yep, go ahead. We're done.
Blessed Jesus, now more than ever, we express our gratitude for what you've done. You showed up. You brought the message of God's love. You healed the sick, raised the dead, and you overcame death itself yourself. Oh Lord, you continue to bless us in so many ways. From those blessings, oh Lord, we bring our gifts. Take them and use them for the glory of the kingdom of God. Hear our prayer. Amen. Now, you may be seated because we're not going to do the hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High. My apologies for not warning you, Martha. Now it's my turn. Thank you. As we approach Christmas, one of the things that tends to happen is our focus gets blurry. That particularly happens when we talk about how far God has gone to show up and how much of the story we're going to tell. Hundreds of years before the events of Bethlehem, a prophet wrote some important words. Your homework is to read all of Isaiah 40. Okay. I'm only going to focus on a few verses. Starting at verse 3. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So, you ready for Christmas? Whoa! Okay. That was a surprise. Are you kidding? Once again, it's the holy season of Advent. Altogether, too often, what we do is we do the rush to Christmas and we don't talk about Advent very much. The season of Advent is a season of preparation. In some ways, it's similar to Lent, but without all the austerity. You don't have to give up a bunch of stuff. Okay? More quickly than we might have imagined, it's that time of year when we turn our hearts and minds to consider the events and meaning surrounding the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to get ourselves ready for Christmas. It's very important for us to prepare for Christmas with decorations and festivities. I'm not one of those preachers that says all of this gaudy stuff is horrible and we shouldn't do it. No. Okay? Think about what Christmas really is. I know I've said it repeatedly, but Christmas is God showing up. Should we celebrate? I think so. Hey, greatest gift of all, you got it. Okay? It's even more important that we get spiritually ready to celebrate our Lord's birth. We need to ready ourselves at our very core so during this season we can know the joy, the peace, and the assurances of God's love for us that Christmas genuinely holds. Too often, Christmas becomes a physical, emotional, and spiritual drag on us. It's so easy for us to experience the anniversary of our Lord's birth as high pressure, totally draining, whew, working hard. We feel so obliged to mail cards, at least email cards. You need to remember I'm an old person. I was born BC, before computers. Okay. Buy presents, fix meals, visit friends and relatives so that we get sapped of all our energy. What's worse is we can get sapped of all our joy. There's often a great temptation to become way more like Scrooge in Dickens' A Christmas Carol than any of us want to admit. It's sad for me to think that the Christmas season, which has so much possibility as a time to celebrate life, joy, peace, and love, is one of the several times of year when many people despair and let go their hold on life. Historically, the Christmas season regularly tops other holidays for having the highest suicide rate across all ages. Mike, what are you talking about suicide Christmas time? Too many people that we know won't survive this Christmas. It doesn't have to be that way. The message of Christmas is not the message that most of us get from the media, from the internet. It isn't a message having anything at all to do with spending money, with buy, 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 in shallow and futile rush to get happiness. There's nothing inherently wrong with toys, clothes, and other things. The problem is that we mistake the decorations, feasts, and gifts as being what Christmas is all about. We confuse appearance with reality. The meaning and the messages of Christmas are those spoken very pointedly by the prophet Isaiah. What is Christmas about? Those powerful words that Isaiah wrote. Comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly that their iniquity is pardoned. Make straight the way of the Lord. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. The Lord shall feed his flock like a shepherd and shall gently lead. Behold the Lord God. I was saying in coffee with Mike this morning that this is a record. It's a record of people encountering God in their here and now. It's a testimony that says we can encounter God in our here and now. What Advent and Christmas are truly about is just fixing the road for God to arrive. It's amazing that centuries before the events occurred, the prophet Isaiah glimpsed so clearly the meaning of what we know as Christmas. We may think that we're living through horrible stuff, okay? It was during a devastating and chaotic time in Israel's history when Jerusalem was sacked and destroyed, its people killed or exiled. The population of the city was reduced to cannibalism. In all of that mess, the prophet that we call Isaiah came to realize that the horrors of circumstances are not final or ultimate. The prophet realized that one day God would bring order, peace, release from the burdens and adversity of life. One day God would give free and open expression to his relentless and boundless love for each and every one of us. The prophet, as he sketched the silhouette of God's future work, gave us the core meanings for understanding the life of John the Baptist and of Jesus of Nazareth, who we recognize as Christ the Lord. Over and over again, the church through the ages has turned to the words of the prophet Isaiah to grasp the height, the width, and depth of the birth of Jesus the Christ, who is the reason for the season. Forgive me for the cliche. The gospel according to Luke begins the account of Christmas with the announcement of the birth of the one who would become John the Baptist. The prophet Isaiah caught the essence of John dramatically and matchlessly. No one has ever done better. John, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Saying, "Every valley shall be exalted, and hill shall be made low, the crooked made straight," Isaiah expressed figuratively John the Baptist's role in turning the world upside down in preparation for Jesus' appearance and the gospel. You know what Isaiah describes when he talks about making the way plain for God, every mountain being made low, every valley being leveled off. What the prophet is doing is saying, everything's going to be perfect for God when God shows up. Think about that one for a minute. Isaiah also caught the essence of Jesus. Jesus, who is the strong good shepherd who feeds his flock and gently leads. As Isaiah so powerfully said, Jesus' work is ever before him, always the center of his attention. He brought with him his reward for all the people who would believe in him. He opened the door to the kingdom of God and shared joy, peace, mercy, wholeness, and all other blessed food that our innermost person must have, or indeed, we will wither like grass. This Advent and Christmas season, we have good tidings of great joy that no one else can match in their ads for toys, for clothes, for gadgets, for any gift. Our tidings take us on an improbable journey to a little hole-in-the-wall town in a faraway place well off the beaten track called Bethlehem. And the road there was nothing but a wreck. Ladies, how would you like to be walking a mountain path, okay, just a few hours before you started labor? I heard the chuckles. No way, right? No way. That's what Mary faced. We seek a tiny newborn child amongst the animals in a stable because there is no room for him where people ate and slept. There were no glittering lights except stars. There was no music save the angelic song heard by a few drowsy shepherds in a nearby field. In this infant, we behold the Lord God come to gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. All flesh together shall see it and know God's love. From these unlikely circumstances, the infant will go into all the world and into every heart. We can know no better news than this. We can share no better tidings than Jesus the Christ is come. We got to remember, people, that it all started in a barn. Our worshiping together in a place like this was absolute luxury. We can share no better tidings than Jesus the Christ has come. However, the reality is the road's still a wreck. Things are still not ready for our Lord Jesus Christ to arrive. This is Advent, folks. Let's fix the road. Amen? Thank you. Our closing hymn is 224. Now, wait a minute. I apologize. The havoc is kicking in again. Would you rather sing 238? Okay. 238, Angels We Have Heard on High. Sorry, Martha. Pardon? See what happens when the preacher gets lost all over the place? Stand if you're able. Amen.
Now, if you'll join me for the benediction. Our worship is ended, but our life in Jesus Christ goes on and on. We go now in his name into the world. Let our light so shine and our joy be so obvious that all who see us will come to praise God. Amen. A few announcements real quick. The Springville United Methodist Church is having on Wednesday, December 20th at 7, they are having a blue Christmas service. This is for people who might be struggling, you know, during this time because it's just hard. It's not easy for everyone if you've lost someone or so you can join them for that if you would like. And I am looking for anybody who might help me deliver a few of the cookie trays tomorrow to our shut-ins. So let me know if you could help with that. That would be great. And then we will see you next Sunday for 3 Christmas services. Right.
Over the gifts.
Yeah, so take a minute as you're leaving, please, and walk by our families that we're helping out and bless those packages, please.
And there is coffee time in the gym. So don't hey, it's only 5 minutes after 12.
Yeah, we're doing good.